Ayrım 21.
The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horton, John LeMessurier, and Peter Woodthorpe. Episode 1, adapted by Brian Sibley, The Shadow of the Past.
Long years Gollum possessed his ring before it left him and passed to another. Gollum sought unceasingly to recover it, and without realizing what power drew him on, he made his way step by step and mile by mile to Mordor.
Precious, precious, we've lost the precious. After all these ages, it's gone. It was our birthday present, and it's lost. Curse us and crush us, but we'll never find it again. No. 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 No.
You!
Us!
Miserable creature. Why are you lurking here?
No! Not lurking, precious, looking. Yes, we're looking for our birthday present, aren't we, precious? Yes, that's all.
The Lord Sauron has no liking for those who pry and spy.
Spying? Prying? We meant no harm, precious, did we not?
None come or go here without the Lord Sauron's leave. If you will not answer here, you shall answer in Mordor.
Nothing to answer, is there, precious? Nothing. No, no, nothing.
There are devices in Barad-dûr to loosen the lying tongue. Come!
No, precious! No! Precious! Puts us down! Puts us down! No! No!
Why come you to the land of Mordor?
We were only looking for our precious. Our precious, which we love.
Precious? What is this precious?
It was ours, and the nasty gnomes have stolen it from us.
What was stolen?
We only used it to catch our food with, precious, didn't we? Silly goblinses couldn't see us when we wore the precious. We would have died of hunger in those mountains. We were. If it hadn't have been for precious.
Where did you get this thing?
It was given to us, precious, as a birthday present. And we kept it safe, oh yes, very safe, for long ages. Till the thief took it from us.
Who took it?
We don't know. Nasty nose that he was, wasn't he, precious? And Trixie, too, tried to cheat us, he did. Lost in the mountains, he was lost. Came nosing round our pool, he did. Asked us riddles, it did. Cheated, it did. Stole it, it did.
Who stole it?
We've said, haven't we, precious? We don't know, do we, precious? Baggins! Baggins, he said it was. That's all we know, isn't it, precious? Yes, yes, yes.
When was this?
Long ago, yes, yes. Years, years ago. And we've been looking for it ever since, haven't we? Yes. Little cheating thief. We ought to have squeezed it. Squeezed it here.
Where is Baggins now?
Don't know. Don't know, do we, precious? No, we don't know where the Baggins is. Came from the Shire, didn't he? Yes, yes, but we don't know where that is, do we? No, no.
You lie. No. My master demands the truth.
No, no, precious, we don't lie. We told the master all we know. Yes, yes, yes.
And who was Baggins? He was Mr. Bilbo Baggins. And Mr. Bilbo Baggins was a hobbit. He had once lived at Bag End on the hill in the village of Hobbiton across the water in the Shire in the peaceful northwest of Middle-earth. Now, however, Bilbo was no longer the occupant of Bag End, and sinister shadows lengthened in the Shire. But let us go back 17 years to an evening in early September when the chief topic of conversation at the Ivy Bush Tavern in Hobbiton was Mr. Bilbo Baggins.
You can say what you like, Gaffer Gamgee, but Baggan's a queer place, and its folk are queerer.
Mr. Bilbo is a very nice, well-spoken, gentle hobbit, Ted Sandyman, and don't you go saying otherwise.
But what about this Frodo that lives with him? Baggins is his name, but he's more than half a brandy buck.
Aye, Gaffer, Sandyman's right there. And they're rum folk in Buckland, living on the wrong side of Brandywine River and
all. Be that as it may, Daddy Two-Foot. Mr. Frodo is a Baggins. He's Mr. Bilbo's nephew, yeah, and his first and second cousin. And anyhow, he's as nice a young hobbit as you could wish to meet.
Well, there's still some as think when young Frodo's parents upped and died, Mr. Bilbo ought to have left well enough alone.
And there's still some as think Mr. Bilbo did him a great kindness by adopting him as his heir and bringing him back here to live among decent folk.
To live among queer folk, I says.
Well, I've gardened for Mr. Bilbo more years than I care to remember. I finds him decent enough. And so does my lad Sam. He's always in and out of Bag End. Mr. Bilbo's learned him his letters.
Oh, letters. What?
Well, meaning no harm, mark you. I hope no harm will come of it.
Well, if you know so much about the goings-on at Bag End, what's all this talk of a party?
It's to be a birthday party. Mr. Bilbo and Mr. Frodo have the same birthday, you know.
Oh?
It's September the 22nd. Oh. This year, Mr. Frodo will be 33, come of age. And Mr. Bilbo will be 111. And a very respectable age, too, for a hobbit.
Ah, Gaffer's right there. Well, the old Took himself only reached 130.
And Mr. Bilbo's certainly well-preserved for his age. Why, he don't look no different now to what he did when he was 90. Well, come to that, when he was 50.
Well-preserved? Unchanged would be nearer the mark. Some folk have all the luck. Anyway, who's going to this here party?
My Sam says that everyone's going to be invited. And there's going to be presents, mark you. Yeah, presents for all. This very month, that is.
Honestly, Frodo, I should be glad when September the 22nd's been and gone.
Why? What's up?
Half Hobbiton's up. I'm standing about outside Bag End as if they expected to see a dragon pop out any minute.
Our party certainly seems to be causing rather a lot of excitement.
Well, I put up a notice on the gate now saying no admittance except on party business. So perhaps you'll have a little peace and quiet for a while. Oh.
Yes? I'm sorry if I'm disturbing you, Mr. Bilbo, sir.
No. It's all right, Sam. What can I do for you?
Nothing, Mr. Bilbo. I met the postman from Bywater on his way up here with another bundle of replies to those party invitations of yours. And as the poor fellow had been up here four times already today, I said as how I'd deliver them for him.
No, thank you, Sam.
Well, not at all, Mr. Bilbo. May I say how much me and the Gaffer is looking forward to your party?
Well, a party at Bag End without the Ganges would be unthinkable.
Oh. Well, anyway, if you'll excuse me, I'd best be getting on with trimming that there hedge of yours.
Oh, very good, Sam. And thank you again for playing postman.
My pleasure, Mr. Bilbo.
Now then, Frodo. Now, you start on these.
Yes.
And I'll open this lot.
Thank you for your kind invitation. I should be very pleased to come, Rory McBrandybuck. Good old Rory.
Oh, rest my soul, Frodo. Listen to this. We wish to acknowledge your invitation and to notify you of our acceptance, Otho and Lobelia Sackville Baggins.
Well, you didn't think they'd miss it, did you?
Oh, I suppose not. But I'm sure they're not at all happy that I made you my heir. Right. Now who is it? Gandalf!
Well, Mr. Baggins, you needn't look so surprised. Well,
what on earth have you got in that cart?
Fireworks? Well, surely you weren't planning a party without fireworks.
My word, it's a good many years since any of Gandalf's fireworks were seen in the Shire.
Well, wizards have more important business to attend to than making elf fountains and goblin barkers for the entertainment of hobbits. Now then, how long are you going to keep me standing on the doorstep?
Oh, I'm sorry, Gandalf. Ah. I'm sorry. Come in.
Thank you.
Hello, Frodo.
Hello, Gandalf. Did I hear you say something about fireworks?
You did.
I always thought Gandalf's fireworks were a hobbit legend.
Did you know?
Can I take a peep?
You can do better than that.
I can?
Yes, you can make sure no young hobbits go sneaking off with any. Not a single squib, mark you.
All right.
And that includes you, Frodo.
Oh, very well.
Now, sit down, Gandalf. We'll have a pipe of old Toby together. Uh-huh. Now, you can tell me your news.
Thank you, Bilbo. There's no pipe weed to compare with that of the Shire. I've missed it. As to news, well, that, for the moment, must wait. Well, now,
This is pleasant. Well, I must say, your garden's looking very bright.
Yes, Sam and his father keep it well for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fond of it, and of all the dear old Shire. But I think I need a holiday.
Oh, you mean to go on with your plan, then?
I do. I made up my mind months ago, and I haven't changed it.
Oh, very well. It's no good saying any more. Stick to your plan, your whole plan, mind. And I hope it'll turn out for the best for you.
Well, I hope, sir.
And for
anyway, I mean to enjoy myself on Thursday. Have my little joke.
Who'll laugh, I wonder?
Well, we shall see.
Eventually, after much excitement, Thursday, September the 22nd, actually came.
That is the signal for supper. My dear people.
Oh, dear, I think Bill Bear's about to make a speech.
My dear Bagginses and Boffins, and my dear Tooks and Bradley Bucks and Grubs and Chubs,
yes,
and Burrowses and Hornblowers, Bulgers, Brace Girdles, Good Bodies, Brockhouses,
oh, yes,
and Proudfoots.
Proud Feet!
Proudfoots! Also, my good Sackville Bagginses, that I welcome back at last to Bag End.
Thank you.
Now, while you're filling up the corners, as we hobbits put it, I hope you'll permit me a few words. Today is my 111th birthday. I'm 111 today. And I hope you're all enjoying yourselves as much as I am.
Yeah!
No!
Well, I shan't keep you long. But I've called you together for a purpose. Indeed, for three purposes. First of all, to tell you that I'm immensely fond of you all, and that 111 years is too short a time to live among such excellent and admirable hobbits. I don't know half of you as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you as well as you deserve. And secondly, I've called you all together to celebrate my birthday. Or I should say, our birthday. For it is, of course, also the birthday of my nephew and heir, Frodo. He comes of age and comes into his inheritance today.
Did you hear that, Elko? What does it mean, inheritance?
I don't know, Lobelia, but I don't like the sound of it at all.
Together, our years total 144. Your numbers were chosen to fit this remarkable total. One gross, if I may use the expression.
One gross, indeed.
Nasty, vulgar expression.
Thirdly and finally, I wish to make an announcement. I regret to announce that although, as I said, 111 years is far too short a time to spend among you, this is the end. I'm going. I'm leaving. Now. Goodbye.
Where did he go?
He vanished.
Oh, 1 minute he was there, and then
he's gone.
Yes.
How did he do it?
Did anyone see what happened?
How extremely bad-mannered.
He's mad. I always said so, mad.
While Bilbo Baggins was making his speech, he had been fingering a golden ring in his pocket. The very ring that Gollum had once possessed and lost. And as he said goodbye, he slipped it on his finger, vanished, and was never seen by any hobbit in Hobbiton again. He walked briskly back indoors and changed into some travelling clothes.
Ah, Gandalf. I wonder if you'd come to see me off.
I'm glad to find you visible, Bilbo. I suppose you feel that everything has gone off splendidly and according to plan?
Well, yes, I do. Though that last firework was rather surprising. It quite startled me. A little addition of your own, I suppose.
It was. You've wisely kept that ring secret all these years, and it seemed to me necessary to give your guests something else that would seem to explain your sudden vanishment.
You're an interfering old busybody, and I treat you no best, as usual.
I do, when I know anything. But I don't feel too sure about this whole affair. Are you going any further with it?
Yes, I am. I feel I need a holiday, a very long holiday. Probably a permanent holiday. I don't expect I shall return. In fact, I don't mean to.
Why, Bilbo?
I'm old, Gandalf. I don't look it, but I'm beginning to feel sort of stretched, like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. That can't be right.
No, it doesn't seem right. No, I believe your plan probably is for the best.
Well, I've made up my mind anyway. I want to see the mountains again. And then find somewhere where I can rest in peace and quiet without a lot of relatives prying around and a string of confounded visitors hanging on the bell. Gandalf?
Yes?
You'll keep an eye on Frodo for me, won't you?
Yes, I will. Two eyes. As often as I can spare them.
He would come with me, of course, if I asked him. But he doesn't really want to yet. He's still in love with the Shire, with woods and fields and little rivers. Anyway, he ought to be comfortable here. I'm leaving everything to him.
Everything? The ring as well?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Where is it?
In an envelope, if you must know. There, on the mantelpiece.
Where, Bilbo? I don't see it.
What? Well, bless my soul. No. It's here. It's here in my pocket. Now, isn't that odd?
Oh.
But then, after all, why not? Why shouldn't it stay there?
There's no need to get angry about it.
I'm angry because it's mine. It's my own. My precious.
Ah.
Yes. My precious.
Ah, it's been called that before, but not by you.
Well, I must say it now. Even if that horrid Gollum creature said the same once. It's not his now. He lost it, and I found it, and now it belongs to me, and I shall keep it.
If you say that again, Bilbo, I shall get angry. And then you shall see Gandalf the Grey uncloaked.
But the ring is mine, isn't it? I mean, I found it. And Gollum would have killed me if I hadn't kept it and used it to escape from him.
The Hobbit must have a competition with us precious. If it asks us a riddle and we doesn't answer, then we does what it wants and shows it the way out. If precious asks and it doesn't answer, then we eat it, my precious.
All right.
Ask us a riddle.
What have I got in my pocket?
Not care. That's not a riddle. It isn't care, my precious. It isn't care to ask us what it's got in its nasty little pockets.
What have I got in my pocket?
Must give us three guesses. My precious, three guesses.
Very well. Guess away.
Pansies.
Wrong.
Yes.
Guess again.
Knife.
Wrong. Last guess. Come on, time's up.
String or nothing.
Both wrong.
Silence.
Now you must show me the way out of here.
Did we say so? Precious. Show the nasty little Baggins is the way out. Yes. But what has it got in its pockets today? Not string, precious, but not nothing.
Never you mind. A promise is a promise.
Cross it is. What's impatient, precious? But what? Why? No. Oh, yes. But we can guess what it's got in its pockets, this, can't we, precious? We've lost it, yes. He's found it. Yes, he must have. Curse the Baggins. Thieves. Thieves. Where's the gun? Where's the Baggins? Damn it, it has. Curse the Baggins.
I'm not a thief, whatever he said.
I've never called you one. And I'm not one either. I'm not trying to rob you, but to help you.
I'm sorry, but I felt so strange. You see, the ring has been growing on my mind lately. I'm always wanting to put it on and disappear, or wondering if it's safe, and pulling it out to make sure. Sometimes I felt it was like an eye looking at me.
Then go away and leave it behind. Stop possessing it. Give it to Frodo, and I will look after him.
All right, I will. After all, that's what this party business was all about, really. To give away lots of presents and somehow make it easier to give it away at the same time. It hasn't made it any easier in the end, but it would be a pity to spoil the joke. Very well, the ring goes to Frodo with all the rest. And I really must be starting, or somebody else will catch me.
Bilbo?
Yes?
You still have the ring in your pocket.
What? Well, that's my so I have. It's still in the envelope with my will. You better take it and deliver it for
me. No, don't give the ring to me. Put it on the mantelpiece. It'll be safe enough there till Frodo comes. I shall wait for him.
All right, if you say so. There. Well, that's that then. And now I'm off. Oh, what fun. Goodbye, dear Gandalf.
Goodbye for the present, Bilbo. Take care of yourself.
Don't worry about me. I'm as happy now as I've ever been. Goodbye.
The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow if I can.
Goodbye, my dear Bilbo, until our next meeting.
Until it joins some larger way, where many thoughts and errors meet, and with a then I cannot say.
Is he gone?
Yes, he's gone at last.
Oh, dear, I wish... I mean... Well, I hoped until this evening that it was only a joke, but I knew in my heart that he really meant to go. He always used to joke about serious things. I wish I'd come back sooner, just to see him off.
I really think he preferred slipping off quietly in the end. Yes. Don't be too troubled. He'll be all right now. He left a packet for you. There it is. You'll find his will and all the other documents in there, and I... fancy you'll also find a golden ring.
The ring? Oh, has he left me that? I wonder why. Still, it may be useful.
It may, and it may not. You must be careful of that ring. I should not make use of it if I were you. Keep it safe and keep it secret.
Why?
What do you know already?
Well, only what Bilbo told me.
But what did he tell you, I wonder?
He told me the truth. Not that old story about it having been a present.
Yes, it was odd that he should have invented that. But odd things happen to people who have such treasures, if they use them. Let it be a warning to you to be very careful with it. It may have other powers than just making you vanish when you wish to.
I don't understand.
No. Neither do I. I've merely begun to wonder about the ring.
You're being very mysterious. What are you afraid of?
I'm not certain. So I'll say no more. I may be able to tell you something when I come back.
Come back? Well, you're going away too.
Yes, and I must go at once.
At once? But why? I thought you were staying on for at least a week.
I intended to, but I've had to change my mind.
Well, how long will you be gone?
It may be for some while, Frodo, but I'll come and see you again as soon as I can. Look out for me. Especially at unlikely times. So take care of yourself. And remember what I said about the ring. Keep it safe and keep it secret. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gandalf. Keep it safe and keep it secret.
17 years passed, and Frodo all but forgot the ring. But the Dark Lord Sauron had not forgotten it. And learning from Gollum that a ring of power had been found by Baggins of the Shire, bent his mind to find it again.
Riders of Mordor, the Lord Sauron commands, seek for the Shire. Find Baggins.
The nine black riders gallop out of Mordor to begin their quest. While in the Shire, Frodo was oblivious to the interest being shown in the name of Baggins.